那雅思口语星周刊每月都去考一场。大家好，我是每个月会去参加一场考试 Jason。 今天和大家分享讨论一下 Part 2当中的高频话题，叫做承诺的一个经历相关。原题这样说的，叫做 Describe a time when you made a promise to someone， 你对某人做出承诺的一个时刻或者一件事。开门见山三个思路，首先交代这个承诺本身是给我妈妈做的承诺，在假期的时候呢，我要早睡早起，再也不熬夜了，早上也不赖床了，把这样的一个 promise 带进来。其次强调执行的过程。那其实我们知道呢，想早睡早起的一个点就是戒掉互联网，不玩手机，晚上所有的游戏我都不打了，所有的电影都不看了，互联网也不用了，强迫自己可能两三周就是很早上床，9-10点钟就上床，然后坚持去做这事儿，还喝点牛奶啊，或者说促进睡眠的这些事儿，把细节带入。第三，结尾强调一个影响。其实我坚持了2-3周才有效果，然后慢慢真的把生物钟和作息时间调整过来了，在假期。然后呢，我现在觉得整个人更轻松、更快乐、更健康。那这样来看，三者贯穿回答呢，符合逻辑。首先交代 promise 本身是戒掉这个熬夜和赖床的习惯。其次呢，强调细节，我做的一些努力和事儿。结尾呢，形成一个引导，强调我变得更加健康之后，哎，整个人的一个状态。这样来看，三者贯穿回答符合逻辑。话不多讲，5秒钟，看一下今天内容该如何过渡出来。
Works like the promise that I used to have is quite interesting. I used to get up very late in the morning.Sometimes in the afternoon around 2 p.m, seriously, I mean on vacations, like summer vacation and winter vacation. As you probably know, I like to stay up late the day before, so I made a promise last summer vacation. I'll try to make the change on the point. In fact, I made a promise in front of my mom, seriously. In the meantime, I wrote it down on paper, just, you know, encouraging me sometimes. Oh, what I hope to have is like a healthy lifestyle,And in the meantime, just try to make my mom feel happy as well. You know, gotta be honest, it seems very easy to get, but for me, I couldn't make it very soon. I tried to go to bed early the day before like 11 p.m. most of the time. At the beginning, it didn't work at all. You know, I was not used to this new lifestyle, especially on vacation. Seriously, I started to give up playing computer games or get rid of using the internet or even eventually say nope to my favorite movies. I just give up all of this part in the evening, then kept doing this for another week, 2-3 weeks maybe. I made it. Now I have some good habits before sleep. Grab a cup of milk, well, read some articles or paper. Then I work this problem out. Till now, I think that I became a much healthier and happier boy. I could go to bed on time, then get up very early next day. That's the biggest change for me, and of course, that's like a promise to my mom, to my health. So that's it.
那在结尾呢 ，Jason 做了一个比对类的引导。那我说到呢，其实这个 promise 更像是给我妈妈的一个 promise， 也更像是给我自己的，更像是给我的爷爷健康的，因为早睡早起对身体好嘛。这样来看，考官接下来就会问了，那一般这个 promise 呢，你觉得都会给谁去做承诺？你给自己做承诺吗？还是给别人做承诺？那这样的承诺其实相对来说对你来说重不重要啊？有没有什么改变？形成更多话题的比对。好，说几个小的细节。第一个，强调在我妈妈面前 ，in front of my mom。第二个，我不能很快搞定她 ，I couldn't make it very soon。第三，新的生活方式吧，我不太适应。也就是强调出来呢，我对这个事儿不太习惯。I was not used to the new lifestyle。最后，拒绝。拒绝有三种方式啊，你可以 say nope， 你可以说 get rid of， 你可以说 give up。这样来看，把一些小的细节带进来，让文章更加有说服力。好，那今天这期节目呢，就录制到这里。如果大家有更多的问题，还是可以通过微信的方式找 Jason， 微信号码小写英文字母 B 加上17693917，小写英文字母 B 加上17693917。希望今天这期节目可以带给你们帮助，谢谢。